From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Zimbabwe's Emmerson Mnangagwa is preparing for his new role as president following the dramatic departure of Robert Mugabe. The 75-year-old will be sworn in as president at an inauguration ceremony on Friday, and state media suggests that Mugabe may attend and receive a farewell guard of honor. The country's former prime minister, Morgan Tsvangirai, is calling on the new president to give people hope.
Well, my expectation is that President Mnangagwa must demonstrate that the nation is on a new direction and a lot more of the same.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's ruling party says prosecuting Robert Mugabe was never part of the plan in his removal. Mugabe and his wife Grace remain in the capital, Harare. Ugandan authorities arrested 8 senior staff members of the Red Pepper national newspaper and charged them with treason. Police raided the Kampala offices of the privately owned English-language newspaper late Tuesday and detained the journalists, whom they accused of publishing a false story the previous day. The story, citing unnamed sources, said Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni was planning to overthrow Rwandan President Paul Kagame. The U.S. media watchdog group Committee to Protect Journalists has called on Uganda to immediately release the 8. Bangladesh has signed a deal with Myanmar to return hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled a recent army crackdown. A statement from the Bangladesh Foreign Ministry said displaced people could begin to return within 2 months. Aid agencies have raised concern about the forcible return of the Rohingya unless their safety is guaranteed. This is VOA. Iraqi military officials say they've launched an operation to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. In a statement, the military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign. The Reuters news agency quoted Army Colonel Salah Karim as saying the objective is to prevent remaining IS groups from disappearing into the desert region and using it as a base to launch future attacks. The Argentine Navy says an abnormal sound that was consistent with an explosion was detected in the South Atlantic Ocean around the time that a missing submarine sent its last signal. Jillian Kitchener reports.
As the search for a missing Argentine submarine ramps up, the country's Navy says a sound consistent with an explosion was detected in the South Atlantic Ocean around the same time the vessel sent its last signal.
We received information of an abnormal, singular, short, violent, non-nuclear event that was consistent with an explosion.
The Navy captain said they have yet to determine the cause of the so-called explosion or whether the ARA San Juan, with 44 crew on board, could have been attacked on November 15th.
A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials said the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. A provincial government spokesman said the victims were supporters of the commander and were demanding his reinstatement. The holiday season officially kicked off in the U.S. Thursday with the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. U.S. President Donald Trump reached out to U.S. troops around the world to thank them for their sacrifice.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got 5 deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces.
Mr. Trump is celebrating the holiday at his oceanfront Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Rwanda has offered to give refuge to around 30,000 African migrants stuck in Libya, often in enslaved conditions. It comes in the wake of a video released by CNN last week showing men being auctioned off as farm workers. Rwanda's foreign ministry said, given our own history, we cannot remain silent when human beings are being mistreated and auctioned off like cattle. Hundreds of thousands of Africans travel through Libya every year as they try to make their way to Europe. For all the latest news, visit us 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.